You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7, 946 on the Rogers Digital Network.
Good morning, Waterloo Region. It is Monday, the 18th of November. We are live in the studio with Alessio Occhiconi. Oh my goodness, what a miserable start to the show. Alessio Occhiconi and Man Down. Go, guys.
One, two, three. Star of a white girl, she got no one the world to love. Guns on her hip, she fly. Kiss her death on her lips, she die. Godfather is a papa, she just wanna be a. Brother died last night. Gotta fight till her tears all dry. Inside the gangland, it's like wastelands of all. This is the gangland way now. No man's a bad man, he knows. Inside the gangland is like wastelands of all. One, two, three. How about the family? You can't even just breathe for free. Find love in an open place, more likely you just bring the scream. Now he's got a gun in hand, running from a man in the black who can. He stole some food last night, so his brother wouldn't have to fight. This is the gang of the day now. No man's a bad man. Someone scream, there's gonna be a fight. Two young lovers on a graveyard lobby. Two star-crossed lovers made fate's quarry. This ain't one story's going down in a blaze of glory. The breakout middle of the night. Flip all the people that made them fight. This is the gang of me now. No man's a bad man. Gross inside the gang man.
A good recovery to my miserable start to the show. Thank you very much, Alessio. Want to introduce yourself and the band?
Okay, so the band is Man Down, and unfortunately we're one man short, seeing as he's off in Toronto.
That's your drummer, right?
That's my drummer. Yes, we've been a band for how many years was it since eighth grade?
giving away secrets here.
Played for about 5 years now. There's been a bit of a break since he's gone off to university.
Hopefully one day he'll be back. And I am Alessio Occhiconi. This is my twin brother, Diego Occhiconi. And well, as you can see, he plays the lead guitar. Mm-hmm. Whereas I usually would play, I'm actually a classical guitarist. Okay. And
We used to have a bass player, but he left, so I was forced to play the bass. So I'm usually a bass player, not a rhythm guitarist.
So the standard lineup now is three people.
Last time we played live, yes. On the recording, it's mainly me.
Lots of recording and overdubbing and
yes,
the like.
Yes, I did lead guitar for most of the songs. I did rhythm guitar. I did bass. I also did drums on a lot of them. Some of them have no drums because, well, I wasn't the best drummer. Okay. But when I thought I could do it, I could do it. And there's three songs with it's two songs with me, him, and our drummer. Mm-hmm. And after, there's a third song, which we had intended to record together. Unfortunately, couldn't make it. So I tried to copy him and did my best.
Now we've got all three songs in the rotation for our digital music library. So we've been playing some of the stuff that you've been recording and putting it out on the air.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's great to have you in the studio instead. So you've come from Montreal.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Long drive.
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. I woke up 1:30 in the morning. We left around 2:30, and we got here about 10 o'clock.
You popped into the studio about 10 o'clock. So, just in time for the show. The life of a road musician. You get any gigs out in this direction?
No, actually. It's the furthest west I've ever been.
Yeah.
Diggle, I think, has been a little further west than me with one of his other bands. Not this far, but usually it was around the Montreal area we used to play.
Yeah. And are you getting a lot of gigs in Montreal?
Right now? No, because we're missing a player.
Yeah, this is almost like a startup again for us, because we haven't played for a while since our drummer left, and now my brother wanted to record the album, so... Mm-hmm. He's recorded it, and now we're going to try to get more gigs just to promote the album.
Exactly.
Yeah. We might have to go out and advertise for bandmates. I've heard that Kijiji is the way to go. We had a band in a couple of weeks back, and they were back in August, actually, and they were saying that they got together through an ad in Kijiji.
I think I watched that podcast, actually. I think they all were here, and they were all using acoustic.
That's right.
I watched that one.
They have all the acoustic. That was James Blacktop with the Boys and I.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Yeah. I liked them.
Yeah, I liked them too.
Cool.
Yeah.
I actually know a few drummers. Actually, my uncle is a terrific drummer. I'm actually in his band at the moment. His bandmates are terrific, but it feels a little strange asking them, hey, guys, you want to play my music? I'm in your band, but do you want to play my music? Yeah, I haven't had the courage.
Sounds like a musical coup taking place.
Yeah, so I haven't had the courage to actually ask. I feel bad.
It's an offer to put something together for them, an orchestration for their particular style of music. And
I could do that. Yeah. I write quite a bit of music.
Yoshio Okikoni, the arranger and producer.
That's a good ring to it. Yeah.
All right. Have you got something else?
Yes, I have a lot more.
You have a lot more. Yeah. Excellent. So, what are you playing, and where did it come from?
It's an interesting story. It's a strange story. So the next one was going to be a song called Fighter. I used to know this girl. That's how every good song starts, right? Me and her were friends, and I'm not going to go much further than that, but I inadvertently started to... I want to be a little more than friends, let's say. Problem was, she had a boyfriend. So that was a problem. But what made it a little worse was he was a very aggressive man. Don't want to say bad things about people when they're not around, but...
it was sufficient for you to be able to make music out of it.
It was sufficient enough to make me think, I think something's wrong here. And I used to go home and think, I'm not doing anything about this, and I feel bad. I'm like, you're my friend. If I saw something happening to any of my friends, regardless of how I felt about them, if they were my friend, if I saw something that I thought was potentially hurting them, I would, jump in and do something. And so I wrote a song about what would happen if I did jump in. There's an ironic twist to this, was that after I wrote the song, I got into... an altercation with the, not by complete coincidence. I was just walking stumbled in on a situation that I shouldn't have stumbled in on, and it just kind of escalated. And so it's just an ironic twist that this song is called Fighter, all about jumping in. I wrote the song, and the next day, it actually happened.
So, art meets life.
Yeah, which was interesting. But, I mean, haven't seen her in a very long time, so now it's just a fun song to play.
Okay, so this is Fighter by Alessio Occhiacone and Man Down here on CKMS Community Connections.
One low, two low, breaks the age-old conversation. When did you know you were stuck in a bloody show? Spotlights, stop the fight, cops come, we're done beaten down to save the law. How to fight and save a life now? They don't know you're fighting, they don't know you're hiding, they don't know you're dying. I know you're crying. I'm a fighter, soldier for hire, all day, them now. Don't you know round, even if I dig a hit in. What I know is what I kiss. I am angry, blind in rage, you can't hope to see. When will I be drunk enough to set you free? Will I get off my ass? I hope I won't die in the grass. Learn to roll off with the punches. Learn to fight and save a life now. They don't know you're fighting. They don't know you're hiding. They don't know you're dying. I know you're crying. I'm a fighter, soldier for hire, all day, them now. So you don't round, even if I didn't get it. What I know is what I kiss. Now I put on those bloody gloves I've been sweating on. Don't care if they're winning, so long as I go down swinging. Will you be there? Well, I fight better, girl, you know that. I don't care, I don't know how the story ended, girl, you know that I commend it. I'm a fighter, soldier for hire, all day, them now. So you don't round, even if I dig a hit. It's what I know is what I kiss, yeah. I'm a fighter, soldier, but higher all day. I'm now, so you don't round, even if I dig a hit. What I know is what I kiss. I'm gonna make my lip of that one.
Alessio Occhiacone and Diego Occhiacone from Man Down playing Fighter.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're from Montreal.
Yes, I am.
But you're singing in English.
Yes, yes. So I'm Italian.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, the first language I started speaking was Italian.
Mm-hmm.
But we spoke a lot of English at home because we live in the West Island, which is predominantly English yes. neighborhood. You walk down the street, you hear French.
It's a suburb.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
The bedroom community of Montreal, perhaps.
Yeah, it's on the island of Montreal, on the west, western coast of the island. And we went to school, to a school that had, as I understand it, originally been a French school that converted to an immersion school. So they had a very advanced French program.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually learned how to read in French long before I learned how to read in English. I think I learned how to read when I was in fourth grade. In English, whereas in French, I was at already a high school level by third grade. So a big disparity I won't say the quality of education, but my ability to read more than anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Then after we went to a local high school as well, which was an English high school. It was Beaconsfield High School. And so we mainly spoke English with our friends. We spoke English with our family. And although I would say perfectly bilingual, I have an accent, and sometimes I need to take a moment to remember. But if I were to watch the French news, I know what's happening.
Yeah.
I have French friends. But they usually can also speak English. Montreal is pretty bilingual, really? Whereas most of Quebec is a little more francophone.
Right.
But even I went to Quebec City 2 summers ago, I think it was now, and you could still speak English, and they'll understand you. They'll be able to respond to you.
You so. Speak Italian as well?
That's an interesting question.
The answer is no.
The answer is not no. So
Diego says no.
I can read in Italian. I can understand Italian. I watch Italian cooking shows specifically.
Uh-huh.
I love watching those. And in Italian, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Making a coherent... If you were to drop me today in Italy, I could say, where's the bathroom? I'm hungry.
Uh-huh.
No.
So survival skills in Italian.
Yeah. And I would be able to understand when spoken to. So if someone told me to do something, I would be able to do it. Unless they spoke really, really quickly. And some of my aunts and uncles, when they speak Italian towards me, they're nice and slow. So I can understand when they're amongst each other so fast. I'm like, slow down.
Yeah.
So understanding Italian, yes. Responding, you know what I'm trying to say, but it's like...
It comes out a little bit haltingly.
Like a baby, actually. I sound like a baby in Italian.
Because you've got the vocabulary of a young person.
Exactly. Because I kind of stopped speaking Italian at a very young age.
Right.
So I probably was better at Italian back then than I am now.
Yeah. So when you're composing songs, do you compose entirely in English, sometimes in French?
Sometimes in Italian.
Sometimes in Italian.
I have actually one song I wrote. It's actually on my upcoming album. It's almost 50. It's more English, so I'd say 60-40 English and Italian, specifically the dialect from my hometown.
Okay. Which is?
My grandfather's hometown. Sorino?
Sorino.
No, that's Nonna.
Okay.
Rocca Mandolfi.
Yeah. The show turns around and speaks to his roadie, who happens to be Tony Occhiconi, his father. Yeah. So, yeah.
And...
being in a band is a family affair, right? You said your uncle too is a musician. So
yeah, the only ones that don't play really is my mother and her sister.
Somebody has to be the audience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They can. They like to say that they can sing, and after it sounds like they're skinny a cat. They're like, hey, you're very good, Mom. Now please stop.
This is a podcast, and I'm going to listen to this.
Oh, I know. Oh, hi, Mom.
When you're composing, does it make a difference in which language you're using for the mood, the tone, the emotions you're trying to achieve?
That's a heavy question. Yes.
So when you did Fighter is in English.
Yes.
Would that have worked in French or Italian?
Actually, I don't think I could have written it in... Italian. This is Fighter's very aggressive song, and I don't really have very aggressive emotions when speaking in Italian.
Italian is a language of love.
I mean, you know, there are some pretty interesting insults, which I will not be teaching.
Somehow that seems to be the first vocabulary anybody learns in a new
everybody
language,
says,
right?
Oh, you can speak Italian. I'm like, okay, how do you say this? It's always a swear word.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, I'm not teaching you that. And... French, I might have been able to write the song in French.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't have had, it wouldn't have had the same feel behind it. It would be different.
Right.
The way I would word it would be different. And I would try to use probably a lot of slang, French slang, mm-hmm. which I'm not actually very good with. I have a very, I would say, clean French, obviously, mm-hmm. other than the accent.
Not a street French.
Yeah. My friend, his mother is Francophone from Quebec, and they've been there for many generations. So every now and then he speaks a very clean French, as does she. But every now and then he'll switch to his native dialect. More to insult people, he'll switch to that, and it's an interesting sound. So all of my French dialect comes from hearing him and hearing some of my other neighbors and my other friends.
Right. Yeah. And it influences how your music comes out.
Of course, just to say I love you in one language is completely different.
Yeah.
And the way the words are shaped, certain sounds like k and f are aggressive sounds. But then after je, it's just I.
Yeah.
Je is a very, very soft sound. Je t'aime. Oh, sexy. I love you. Love.
Yeah, not as sexy as je t'aime.
Exactly. So if I'm going to write, let's say, a love song, I can write an angry love song in English. I don't know if I could do it in French.
Have you got French music that you've written? Have you written music in French?
Nothing that I'm very confident in. I have one song that has a French lyric. That's about it, which I could not have had in English. It just wouldn't have sounded right.
Right.
But it's just one word.
Okay.
So... Oh. I have written French songs, but they're just things I play around with. They're not really stuff I like to.
That's something on the upcoming album that's in French?
Well, the one with the one lyric.
I have the
Italian song. So okay. I'm going to try and keep it mainly Anglophone, so I can... Okay. I can
wider market for
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. I like to add in a few extra songs with a wider range here and there.
Yeah.
So that's why I have... the Italian song is named Blue Line, which is it's actually a metro line in Montreal.
Okay.
And it's the metro line that my grandfather used to take to come see me. So that's why it's Blue Line, but it's a song in Italian.
Right.
And I was thinking of actually sending some copies to some radio stations in Italy, seeing if they would have it. But my biggest fear is they say, hey, do you want an interview? I'm like,
in Italian.
No. Yeah. No, hablo español.
Yeah, that drives home the point, all right. Is the Italian song something you're able to play, the Blue Line song?
I can, yes.
Okay. Diego? Diego's going to have to wing it.
It's not one of the ones
improvisation, no?
Play
something else. Play something that
we have prepared, and then if we have more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can all right. Do that later.
Sounds good.
What are you going to do?
Which scream? Okay, that's this song me and my brother wrote together. I wrote the lyrics. We wrote the guitar part together, and after we brought it into the band and we made it what it is, and it's called Scream.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you.
Okay, Alessio Occhiconi and Diego Occhiconi from Man Down, playing Scream.
Go by through lonely eyes, see the kids there without a care. Why can that be him? What was it saying? What do you want? What do you need? Seventeen years go by, he's alone. He should know he wasn't strong. Now his mind is shot, his head's in knots. He's reaching for the pot, dreaming's all he's got. What do you want? What do you need? What do you want? Down here, scream. Thank you. What do you want? Damn straight. You're not alone, not alone, not alone today. You're not alone, not alone. When I say you're not alone, not alone, don't give it a day. What do you want? What do you need? By. Watch me scream out here alone with no one around. Maybe you'll hear me screaming out loud. How did I end up in this place? And wanna know has lost their faith. Here I stand, alone it sinks. What's my plan? I hear me scream. Not alone, not alone, not alone today. You're not alone, not alone. Alone, I say you're not alone, not alone. Don't give it a day. Someone play you, someone save you, someone help you.
Scream by Man Down with Alessio Acciacone and Diego Acciacone live in the studio here on CKMS Community Connections, CKMS FM 102.7. Welcome to Waterloo. Welcome to Kitchener. Thank
you. First time I've actually been here, so. Yeah.
Does the lyrics come to you first or does the music come to you first?
Both.
Both?
It depends on the song.
Oh, you're right. A poet who sets the poetry to music sometimes, and sometimes you're a musician who puts words to the music.
I like to say there's not a single song I've written that hasn't made me cry at one point. Huh. Which is, I don't cry. That's a big thing. I don't cry, except when I write my music. And but sometimes it's not the lyrics that will make me cry. They eventually do, of course, because otherwise, what's the point of putting it to paper? If I don't have an emotion behind it, can't really tell a story.
Yes, yes, yes.
But sometimes I'll be walking down the street and people must think I'm insane because I walk a lot. I walk for hours sometimes. Longest walk ever, 8 hours. And on these long walks, I'll be thinking. Sometimes I walk because I'm like, I'm angry. I need to go. I need to walk. I need to be away from people. I need to calm down. Sometimes just for fun. Mm-hmm. And I'll be thinking about things and these things will have obviously emotions behind them. And they'll just make me think of either words will come into my head or music will come into my head. So sometimes we'll be walking down the street, na 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 na, I'll be doing stuff like that. So I have a tune. I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. So I have the tune. And then after I have, usually I come up with the chorus. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll come up with the first verse, but it's usually the chorus first.
And do you remember that after the walk is over? Do you have to commit it to paper at some point? You have to record it to make a... To make it concrete?
Well, I only got a cell phone when I was 17, 18. Mm-hmm. And so before then, I had no recording device. And I've been writing music since I was 12. Earlier than that, but good music since I was 12. So what I would do in these situations, because sometimes I used to carry a pencil and paper on me all the time, but it usually was filled up with drawings because I love to draw. Ah. So sometimes I might scribble next to a drawing some lyrics, but usually what I would do, and this is why people probably thought I was crazy, I just keep repeating it for the rest of the walk. I might have another 2 hours to go, but for those 2 hours, I'm repeating the same lyric. And I'm trying to write as well. And then after I get home, and the first thing I do is I figure out the guitar part. I pick up a guitar, I figure out the guitar part, because I'm not going to keep singing without a guitar part to back it up. And several songs die right there. If I don't have a guitar part, don't care if the lyrics are amazing. They get put on a shelf. I might write them down if I really like them. But if I have no music to it, it means nothing. Because words in and of themselves have no... I know this might not sound very good, but I don't feel personally that words alone have enough power.
I have a group of poets who would disagree with
me. I am aware. And I write poetry. not so much anymore, but I used to write poetry and novels. And I know they can establish emotions, but the type of emotion I'm looking for, I don't think can be portrayed as well. It can be done. I don't think I'm a good enough writer to do that. It needs to have a guitar.
You need to have that. Yeah. And it's always guitar. You don't do any composition on keyboards or...
Actually, I wrote once, no more than once. I have a few songs I've written on keyboard. Usually, though, it starts on a guitar.
Yeah.
Or sometimes bass. When I started to play bass, I hated it. I thought it was the worst thing ever. Then I kept playing and kept playing.
Only four strings, right? What can you do?
Yeah, exactly. And what's worse is there are no chords. There's no intricate things. And I'm a classical guitarist, so I like to all these picking things. And I can't do these on these big... Then I realized that, well, I could do this thing that I do on my guitar on this bass. Oh, that sounds cool. It sounds different. No one else would do it. And I could do this thing that no one else will do. And I've had bassists tell me that's not how you play a bass. And I said, well, I'm not a bassist. And I found out that the bass is actually a beautiful instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're... For me to enjoy it, at least, I have to play it the way I would play my guitar. Yeah. And a few songs were written on a bass. Because when you're walking, I just know, like, this sound needs to be on a bass. This sound needs to be on a guitar. This sound needs to be the drums. And I do come up with a drum beat.
So the orchestration is all happening in your head?
Yes.
The very first time around?
Yes. And usually in the lead, I'll have an idea for a lead. And what will happen is if it brought it to the band, I'd say, Diego, I want you to do something that sounds kind of like or something like that. And Diego would come up and do this really fancy thing that I couldn't have done. And I was just like, well, that works. Thank you. Yeah. And then he's like, are you sure this sounds good? I was like, no, maybe if I do this instead. I'm like, I don't care. It sounds good. Sounds better than what was in my head sometimes.
So do those people get co-writing credits? No.
Well, on Scream, yes. I'm, yeah? Yes, he does.
So Diego got the co-writing credit, yes, on Scream. Yeah.
I would argue that for Scream, I actually, I was the one who, I'm the reason why Scream happened. I started writing it, and then he just happened to come down into the basement, and we just kind of came up with it.
We went down together, and he picked up the guitar. And I went looking for a guitar, and we played together, which was, he started playing it. He came up with,
we started with the chord progression, I think, and then...
With the intro was the first thing I think we did.
No, I think the intro was second. It started mostly with the... That kind of thing. I was playing that kind of thing, and then he just came in and started, or whatever he's doing. And then for the chorus, we said, okay, well, we have to change. We can't just do the same thing over and over again, right? Mm-hmm. So then we changed the progression a little bit. And I was still doing the same kind of thing. Stuff like that. And then he was actually moving behind it. So it sounded good and came together and really nicely.
This happens spontaneously, or do you have to write it out?
This is completely, I think we actually hit the entire song because I think I already had this. It was just something I used to play. I'm like, dude, what do you do? What if we do this?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that part we added in as the intro.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure we added that like at the end. We said, okay, let's start it. We have to start it somehow.
Start with that. And it just, that was completely spontaneous.
And how long does that process take? How long did it go from you doodling in the basement to having a completed song?
I think by the time we were both like playing together, because I might have been downstairs just practicing, like, noodling around before that. But when he came in, and I started playing like the riff to the end of the song, it was maybe an hour and a half, maybe even less than that.
Wow.
It's possible.
But
because I remember being called upstairs and I'm like, oh, we're not done.
Yeah, it usually doesn't happen like that. He usually writes almost everything.
But Diego, for this song, Diego, the song wouldn't exist if Diego wasn't there. So yeah.
Exactly. And so after the hour and a half, how did it establish itself as you know, the set piece? Did you write it down note for note? Did you make a recording to capture it?
Well, no. Okay, at the time, because we wrote this back in high school, and at the time we used to go every week or bi-weekly to the drummer's house, who lived close to us at the time, and usually when we'd come, or when he would have something new, he'd just show up and play something at our rehearsal, and he'd say, okay, this is what I'm working with. Can you guys do something with it? And then, like you said, if he had already ideas for other orchestration, he'd like, say, vocalize it. Yeah, he'd vocalize it, and then after we'd come up.
I remember once telling using the drummer to do, I wanted you to follow, I said to him, I want you to follow the same strumming pattern I'm doing, but on the drums. And the strumming pattern goes, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I made him do that on the drums. He's like, but this doesn't sound like drums. I'm like, I don't care. It's what I want. And so he was confused by it for so long until finally he's like, I have something that works. And he managed. I also told him, you need to use the, I believe it's the floor tom, the big,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the smaller toms. Because I said, you never use them, and I want to hear them. And I want something big and loud. So I found something that works with what you want. And I'm like, okay, well, you can do this and maybe do this. And eventually he came up with something that sounded amazing.
And so what was the title of that?
That song was House of Broken Dreams.
Right. And is it something that you can play without the drums being here in the studio?
It's a very drum-heavy song. Okay. It's also like 6 minutes, so...
Pass on that for the moment, but when you get it recorded, you know, send the recording up to us here, and we'll stick it in the rotation.
Will do.
And play it out for you.
Well, it actually... just finished being recorded, so I can actually send it to you right after this. Excellent. Could get home to my computer and send it on over.
Excellent. So what else have you got? Something
do you want to try the acoustic song?
Yeah, we could do some acoustic songs. Unless any more electric guitar songs you want to do, or
well, you want to play the
we'll play the ones we have planned, and after we'll
so Lesha's going to go into Studio B and grab the acoustic instrument. And Diego carries on with the lead guitar on electric. Yeah. Do you play bass at all, Diego?
No, not really.
No keyboards or anything other than the lead guitar?
I started learning very basic piano. I was studying at a college, Vanier College, in music for a little bit. And they force you to learn a little bit of piano. I wasn't very good, but I learned my way around the keys, I guess, just to know the notes and to see how the scales are formed and how the chords are shaped.
Right.
But other than that, actually in high school, I also played a little bit of saxophone.
Ah, okay.
But I haven't touched that in like 8 years, maybe 7.
I was very upset about
5 years.
It wasn't that bad.
Do you have an instrument? Do you have a sax?
No, I don't. That's why I just used to play in high school.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've always just really been a guitarist.
Okay. Yeah. What have we got coming up now?
So before Diego mentioned that we had Scream, took us about an hour and a half, but to actually finalize the song, make it concrete, took us a couple of days because we had to work it out all together. We had the structure of the song done in an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
This is the quickest song I ever wrote, and I wrote it in 2 hours. And I did it right after my mother's friend, she had come over from Vancouver. She used to live in Montreal, but she moved out there, and so she came back. And we were talking about musicians and how, she said how amazing musicians are, and it takes them years and years to write masterful songs. And I said, you know, that's not true. I can write a song in 2 hours. I've never done that before. I just said I could. Because I wanted to be right. She's like, okay, sure. Oh, that's a challenge now. So I wrote the song in 2 hours, and it turns out it was a very good song. Or I really liked the song. It followed my rule, like I said earlier, about the every song making you cry.
Yeah.
And this song is called Journal.
Journal.
Yes.
Go ahead. Moving a microphone around to get some miking on the acoustic guitar. So, Lesio Cocconi, Diego Cocconi, Man Down, and Journal.
Say to you, oh, should I be on the ball? Yeah, should I be truthful? Should I be youthful? Can I bless? Can I be ruthless? The bombs are coming now. The bombs are all around, yeah. The bombs are coming down. And the fire burns around me. On the ground, yeah.
Alessio Ciccone from Man Down with Diego Ciccone in the studio as well. Sounds like a social justice song.
More of an internal critique. I'm more of a just keep my head down kind of person, try and get through my life. But I'm very well in tune with who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And the statement, this is the journal of a clown. Well, the clown is one of the personas I use when telling stories in my songs. That every one of my songs tells its story. And the clown is one of my personal personas. And it's just, and I'm sure the clown could be related to many other people. It's more like, the clown is a fool. The clown doesn't know what he's doing. He knows what he wants to do. He wants to make people laugh. He wants to make people happy. But he doesn't know how to do it. And when the bombs are coming down, like, those are all the things he's essentially avoiding. Those are the hardships in his life that he's trying to surmount to bring happiness.
There's a lot there to unpack.
Pardon?
There's a lot in that song to unpack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's, each verse talks about something different, something personal to me, but I'm left it as ambiguous as possible. I like the idea of music telling a different story to everyone else. That's why, you look online, the meaning behind these lyrics.
Yes.
I never look at them because I'm very curious. I really want to know what the author was thinking. But at the same time, I have my own opinion on this music. I feel different things when I hear this music than maybe he did, because our experiences are different. So I like to tell people kind of what a song's about and maybe not all of it, even though I could go on for hours on.
And especially if somebody's writing those meaningful interpretations, isn't the author of the song, isn't the composer, isn't the musician.
Exactly.
You know, who knows what was going on.
Exactly. So what they feel is not necessarily what it's actually about.
Yeah.
It's that was a fun song for me, right? And I was always amazed at how I was able to do that in 2 hours. I've never been able to do that. It usually takes me several days to write a song, sometimes years to write a song.
Really?
And I used to write a lot of songs. I started writing when I was about 12. Well, started writing the songs that I'm playing now when I was 12. But the majority of the songs, actually, were written when I was 16.
Okay.
And I've written a total of songs that I will use, let's say about 30 to 40 songs. And eventually, wow, I'll get around to recording them all, hopefully,
if
life goes as planned. And right around 17, 18, I was still writing. 19, done.
Really?
And it's, I have a friend to thank. I already mentioned her.
Yeah.
That's right around when we really stopped being friends.
And so you've dried up completely since then? Or is there still something percolating in the back of your mind?
I was like a Formula One engine, always running. And now I'm like an old tractor just sputtering along. Bup, 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 bup. Oh, look, I did something good all of a sudden. Without that influence in my life, I don't really have anything to talk about. Granted, I'm also have... I don't want to say I'm happier now, because that's a little mean and it's not true either. But I have less stresses in my life now.
Yeah.
Less excitement, which it can be viewed as good or bad, because it is good and bad.
Yeah. And so you're not reliant on a constant fountain of creativity to keep you going.
No, I'm not. But I got so much from that. And I got good stuff. I got mean stuff. I got sad stuff. So by good, I mean happy.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's really dependent on my immediate surroundings. I do have a lot more trouble writing music now than I did back then.
And is it coming out at the same level of quality?
Well, when I actually finally sit down and finish a song, they're always the same quality. I try to make every song different. I don't like having two... Like, same style, okay. But there has to be something that differentiates each song.
Yeah.
Like, if especially when I get to the recording booth, if one song is really guitar-focused, I'll try and make one song more... bass focus next time. And okay, it was an A, let's try and I might have written this other song in A as well, but let's see if we can play it in B instead or something like that.
Otherwise everything would sound the same, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And I know after a while that does start to happen, but that's another reason why it's so slow, because as I said, I not only have to have lyrics, I also have the guitar. I can't have one or the other, I have to have both. And if the guitar doesn't work, sometimes I'll get inspired to use another instrument. But usually, I'll switch guitars. That's something I'll do. On electric, I play different from an acoustic, from a classical. So I have three guitars I swap through. If the music isn't coming on any of those, usually I just say, yeah, this song isn't working. And
okay, so a lot of the music you're writing is dependent on which particular instrument you're holding at the time.
Oh, yes. 100%. Yeah. I wrote that last song on this guitar. Okay. This very guitar. The other songs that we played, I wrote on that guitar. And with that little amplifier. Now, it's my oldest amplifier, and it's the cutest little thing. I played my first big concert with it, and shouldn't have done that because I was maxing everything. There was no big sound system. Yeah. It was on the front of the stage. I can't believe the thing didn't explode. And it's
put
not
it through its paces.
Yeah, it's not my best sounding amplifier, but it's the one that I take with me everywhere I go. So. Yeah.
You have one more in you. We've got about 10 minutes left.
Yes, so, yes, I do.
You have one more in you, so.
Yes, I do.
What is this?
This one is called High, and it's, I'm going to actually kind of say what the song is really about, because this is one of the few times I don't want it to be misconstrued, because it can be. It can be viewed as a, we know sometimes you have those insult songs you tell to people. It's not. This is a song all about saying, I'd like to say hi one more time.
Okay.
So the song is called Hi. Here's another story for the people that listen, about a girl saying about a lace, a dozen or so times. Her last name is Warren, and as I'm gonna say it, yeah, don't need to know her, but I need to say her name. That thing that she said was never speak to me again. I said bye, little girl, to finally reach the end. Most complicated friendship you have ever heard about, all the crazy shit that's happened I don't even dare to count. Hey, little Warren, what you doing tonight? Thought of you every day since our stupid fight. Oh, hey, little Warren, how you thinking of me now? Sting of music cause I'm acting like a clown. Hey, nothing ever go my way. I'm running right around as the people dream out. Hey, Warren, are you by somebody today? We can sit down and chat so we can finally say. I told you that I love you, would you laugh in my face? Say, love ain't your reason that was out in the court days. But it's true that I love you, I think of you a lot. I'm always so worried someone break your heart. I'm a jealous little boy at all the men that you love, but I'm happy that you're happy, hope you be happy till the end. Hey, little Warren, what you doing tonight? Thought of you every day since our stupid fight. Oh, hey, little Warren, how you thinking of me now? Must think I'm crazy cause I'm mad like a clown.
Alessio Occoconi, live in the studio, CKMS Community Connections on 102.7 FM. Wonderful song.
Thank you. Try to make it a nice song, a happy song. I have a tendency of not writing very happy songs.
Yeah, that's the emotions that create the music, right?
Unfortunately, yeah. Unlike the Beatles, who can write some very happy songs.
Well, yeah, who knows what inspiration will strike you next?
Yeah. Huh? Yes.
What are you doing when you're not writing and playing music?
Well, I'm a publisher. Mm-hmm. I publish music and literature. So albums, EPs.
Okay. Give yourself a plug. What's the name of your company?
Far Eye Studios Productions and Publishings. Now, we're a small company. Still working on our marketing, really. Mm-hmm. We're doing all right. I've got about I'm doing comics as well as short stories and by short stories, I mean like little novellas, not actual like short stories.
Publishing and distribution, you're not creating those yourself.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You're doing promotion as well? You're promoting yourself.
Yes, I am.
I think I first heard of you when you called into the studio and left a voicemail message. You know, and it took me, 3-4 weeks to get back to you on that?
4 or 5, actually, okay, I think. Yeah. Let's say about 4, I think, is more.
So are you finding that level of promotion is meeting your needs?
At the moment, yes. Yeah. I would like to expand, and I have a few people have expressed interest in helping me out. A few friends who need to work on their portfolios for marketing so they can go to businesses. So they're willing to work with me for a really, really low price, which I mean, thank you. I kind of feel bad. I wish I could, you know, give all my friends lots and lots of money, but other people have found interest. They want to help me out, and I'm slowly growing, which is great. Getting more and more product every day, but, It's a slow process.
Building any business is good. If you boom quickly, then you're likely to bust quickly too. So
that's true. I had expected a slow start, but everything's going more or less according to plan. But when you say, oh yes, it's going to be this many years of breaking even, or this many years of only making minimal profit, and then you're like, actually, in that moment, you're like, oh, I'm making minimal profit. Uh-oh, I'm not going under and everything's increasing, but my wallet is getting lighter and lighter every day.
Can't just do it for the sheer pleasure of doing it. There has to be some monetary reward.
Unfortunately, if life were ideal, I would be able to do all my creative things. I build race cars. I work on music, I write stories, I draw comics, dabble in making furniture, although it looks really shoddy, but I mean, it does what I need it to do.
Yeah.
And if I had my way, I'd just be doing that all day, distributing it to people so people could just hear it. Yeah. But no, I need to eat. So yeah,
exactly. So while your band Man Down is a man down, are you doing any performances? Do you have any upcoming gigs?
Nothing scheduled yet. I am looking to start a tour. Okay. Now I'm looking more to get a drummer. I have a list of music ready between the two of us that we are getting ready. We have the ones that we played, and we have a few more on coming up to learn, kind of thing. And
you need a drummer to tour for sure.
Yes. So
bass player too, or is that an optional?
That's optional for me. Okay. I don't mind picking up the bass again. I said, oh, I never want to play bass again. And now I realize I kind of miss the bass. And some of my favorite parts when I was in the recording studio was playing with the different effects units I had and trying to get this interesting sound out of the bass amp. Okay. Every now and then I'd plug it into an electric guitar amp and it would just get this wonky sound. I'm like, yes, this is how bass should be played. And I kind of want to play that live.
Have you got something to take us out?
There you go. You got a little instrumental piece for us.
You're listening to CKMS Community Connections, 102.7 FM. My name is Bob Jonkman. We've had in the studio today Alessio Cocconi and Diego Cocconi from the band Man Down, the band from Montreal, who've been in the studio doing a live on-air performance. And I'm just about to take us out now. Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure listening to you.
How are you? I grab blue line and it bring me to you.